5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
HP, obviously known as HP.
Like the sauce.
We don't do that no more.
No more.
One's done. Thanks. It's Ningguard. Is that what we're doing?
Can I swear?
1-0. Of course you can.
I love it here already.
Yeah, that's good, man. Harry Pinero, you know the name already, but I'm joined by my co-host, the one and only.
Darkest. You know, it's the dark one.
Yeah.
It's that dark brother. Yeah. I mean, might be bold, might not be. But he's bold.
You're not even dark, you know, if we actually get down to the nitty-gritty. I'm actually the dark one here.
Yeah. Like, do you have sidebands? We'll never know.
Fez. That was good. Yeah. I'll be honest, brother. All right, 1-0. That's 2-0, actually. Yeah. But today we're joined by a special guest, all right? He's known...
Don't say a word until we introduce
you. Yeah. You're not allowed to talk right now, yeah? This is the thing, yeah? You see, when people come here, they need to take a touch. Yeah, like, he's come in here and bullied it.
Yeah.
He should have just controlled the ball and just dictated the
tempo.
Like, brother, if you leave, it's not going to be like you didn't do this. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Yeah. All right, cool. Well, so we're joined by a very special guest. He's had a great year. 2025, he's been everywhere.
Yeah.
He's been on every screen, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Twitch, whether it's TV, whether it's... He's everywhere. Talented.
Yep.
My brother.
He likes to hide sometimes.
He does, though, but we found him.
You get it?
The one and only Tyreek Hines in the building.
Am I allowed to speak now?
Yeah, now you can talk. Because before you was doing little... Like, you get me? Now you can talk now.
My bad. I forgot it's you lot's podcast.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you for the kind words, Harry. Yeah. Yeah. And it's lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Hello, Darkie.
That PR motherfucking ass.
What kind of...
He must think this is you.
This is... Not even a wild boy.
I'm rebranding.
Why? What's changed?
I need to rebrand, man.
Well, going into 2026, what's changed about Tyreek Hyde?
I'm a bit more emotionally intelligent now. I'm a bit more brand friendly.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm only joking. Yeah. I'm starting to think
about... What you say? Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene.
That's one of the best things someone can say.
Yeah, don't make a
don't
scene.
Don't make a scene.
That just means don't do too much.
You're doing a lot right now.
Can I apply it to everything?
It's good. Well, Tyreek, I just want to say, we just want to get something off our chest. Yeah?
Yeah.
Last week, you was in your car.
Yes.
You was in your car about to drive.
About to.
You was in the whip, innit?
I was mid-journey.
Tyreek Hyde is not going to be here this week. Ooh, disciplinary action. That's a two-match ban.
He was supposed to be, literally, bro. He was supposed to film him last
I got
last
a
week.
Text at 5 in the morning. I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Excited. I was like, oh, boy, you get Tyreek Hyde on. You cancelled.
Yeah, can I say something, though?
Bro, if it's a free speech world.
It's a free speech world?
Yeah.
Cool. It is. First of all, I'd like to apologise for wasting your time. But at the end of the day, I feel like I should have had been on this podcast ages ago anyway. Mm. So I just thought, let me just make it 1-1.
Well,
I'd waste their time.
Just to add, you were supposed to be on the podcast with Step Brothers, but you wasn't here.
Yeah,
you was doing that TV thing.
Yeah, I had to, bro. I got to pay the bills, innit?
No, so you used that as an example, but
we would have paid you to be here.
I mean, we would have paid you, bro.
Yeah, generally, like
the readies are there for you.
Yeah, I mean, if you made it clear, like, yo, I need to do this, like, yeah, don't worry,
if you,
bro,
if you needed the bread,
you ain't gotta pay me.
So if I say to you right now, what's your details? You're not sending
them. Yeah, run it, bro. What are you talking about?
No, but jokes aside, though, you've had an incredible year.
Thank you, man.
Obviously, there's been a lot that you've done. You've taken a lot of initiative to say, you know, I'm going to do this on my platforms as well. Obviously, transitioning from obviously being on the TV to obviously now being a full-on personality. What was the mindset? What made you go, f*** this, I'm going for it?
Do you know what? I'll keep it real, yeah. I feel like, obviously, the first time I went on Love Island, a couple of years ago now, it's been 2 years, I came off and I thought, right, like, I've done my thing on Love Island. When I come out, I'm going to get better brand deals, da-da-da-da-da-da. Bro, come out. Dry out here, bro. I'm thinking, yo, like, I've got the show on my back, like, what's going on? Like, if it's dry for me, well, I don't know what the next one's going on. Do you get what I'm saying? They might have to go back to work and that, which is no problem. Do you know what I'm saying? No, but I'm thinking, I might have to go back to work.
Mm. Like, what was you doing before that?
I was working at a special needs school and playing semi-pro football.
That's so dope, bro.
Yeah. Sick.
You know what? You know why I love stuff like this? Because I would have never known.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know.
And don't you feel with the Love Island thing, is it different for gal than it is for man coming out of there?
Yeah, like so much different. Like gal get, obviously there's more brands for girls and stuff like that, you know, like face, hair, lips, sort of thing. You know what I'm saying? No one really cares. If you're a guy, no one really cares what you got going on. And that's what, it took me a bit to realize that, like, bro, I need to start doing this. Like, I need to actually go and get it.
Were you refreshing the emails?
Yeah, like,
swiping
every day,
up.
Bro.
Because you know sometimes you got to do that. Just think, oh, might be the date off. Let me just check.
At that point, I'll just send an email to myself. Like, I got a job.
That was quick for you, though, because it didn't seem like when you left Love Island, I remember we did our first shoot together.
Yeah.
And obviously, I knew of you. But then I was like, okay, cool. This is going to be like, there's going to be more coming, yeah? Mm. When did you start to realise, all right, cool, I've got to get out of the mud?
I think I was just chilled for like, not chilled, I was stressing for like 6 months.
Yeah,
just like, I went to my management every day, like, bro, what's going on, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, do you know what? Like, let me just go and get it, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? Because for me, I always felt like, cool, I got a decent personality, do you know what I'm saying? I feel like I actually do, like, actually be a proper personality, not just a Love Islander. So I was like, it's a wrap me just saying that. Or I always used to be like, oh yeah, look, but I'm not like, I'm different to other islanders. I used to say that, innit? But then I used to think, but you're not really. When I actually sat down with myself, I was like, bro, you're not actually showing it though. Like, you're just talking, a bag of talk. So I was like, you know what? Brush this. Let me go and show, innit? Like, let me go and do and forget the brands, forget the deals, forget everything else, innit? Let me go and show. And then hopefully things coming in. Thankfully, that's what happened, man.
Here you are. I actually want to speak on that though, the special, because that's actually mad sick that you was doing that. Like, what was the premise of you going into that school and was there like a reason you went to it, or was it just a good opportunity that you said, you know, I feel like I can connect to this?
Yeah, do you know what? With a special needs situation, that sounds mad. With a special needs school job, basically it was a special needs situation.
Situation fucked up the whole sentence.
Fucked it up. I used to be a pro footballer, innit? So I was a pro, ended up getting released. So then now, for the first time, I went from school to pro football. Mm. So then I got released and then I had to play semi-pro. So now I had bare free time, and obviously when you go semi-pro, the money's not as good. And then, so I was like, bro, I need a job. But I needed a job that fit around the semi-pro hours, because obviously I train in the evenings and I play on a Saturday. So one of my brethren at the time was like, oh, bro, he was also looking for a job, innit? He's like, bro, I've been on Indeed and that for the past week and that, like, and I just got this job come through, like, special needs school. Like, do you want to come do it with me? And I was like, bro, what are you talking about, G? Like, we have no experience. Like, how are we going to go and do it? Like, what's that going to be like? And he's like, bro, I don't know, but I'm going to go for my first day and I'm going to come back and I'm going to call you and tell you how it is, innit? He went for his first day. He come back, he called me and was like, bro, it's actually all right, you know, like, it's good, like, it's fulfilling. Like, come, like, trust me, come, try for one day. I swear to you, bro, I thought I was only going to last one day. Ended up going there the next day with him. He brought me in and then I was there for 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah, man. And that job was sick, bro.
Like, SEN schools are incredible. Shout out to all the teachers in them school, because they are trained to like have the most patience ever.
Mad.
And it is very fulfilling as well to be able to see a child and then see the development of them throughout it. Oh, it's so
that
sick.
That job
so
is sick, man. I feel like that actually changed me as a person for the better still. Like,
no, it's
stop
an amazing
chatting.
I swear I've done.
Oh, fair enough.
No, do you know what I'll say though? Yeah. Do you know what I'll say? PR wise, yeah. Obviously, you're a personality, and I think I get the same for me. when you come into this industry and you're just yourself, people only take you for that.
Yeah.
But there's layers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There are layers to it as well. And I think even when I first met you, I just thought, yeah, it doesn't wash. But then obviously, as I met you, as I started speaking to you more, I realized, raw, he does, but only three times a week. And then obviously, as time went on, 7 days.
Yeah.
So it's all about leverage.
I feel like how you move off camera is probably more important than how you move on camera.
100%.
Or maybe just as important. Because the amount of people, like for example, even come across like shits and gigs.
Yeah.
The way I met them was so organic. Like I met them, we hugged. I watched their content, they watched mine, and we just put
proper. Instead, I met them, we hugged.
Yeah, we. How was hugged proper, bro?
No,
you just you reach, bro.
That was a wild.
How was that wild?
Why did you say you hugged?
We did hug.
Why couldn't you say embrace? Yeah, embrace. I embraced them.
Yeah. Embrace is crazy.
Embrace.
Is that why? Kind of. I see Shishin gigs yesterday, you know.
Yeah,
slow jams.
No, they're good people. They're cool. I love those guys.
Yeah, they're lovely still. But yeah, no, I'm happy that like you're able to like you know find your little niche now and it's doing really well. Alright, so cool. Do you want to explain the game?
Yeah. So, by the way, this is the greatest game on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Genuinely one of the best games ever created. So, for example, we're all gonna count to 10. So it's gonna be like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 up until 10, right?
Yeah.
But a number is gonna be either a name or a noise. So for example, if I say 4 is ah, yeah. It'll be 1, 2, 3, 5. All right,
cool.
6, 7.
Whoever
gets to 10 has to pick a number and make a noise.
But
for
the thing
number.
Is though,
and you have to remember what each.
But the thing is, because there's 3 of us, the person it's always going to end on that one person. Yeah. So let's switch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So even if I land on 10, I've already done one, then Tyreek will do one. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Cool. So we'll start with Tyreek.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
8, 9, 10. All right, so you got to pick a number from 1 to 10 and change it.
Cool. When it goes to number 6, you got to say 6, 7.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's gonna send the man to that's mind games. All right, let's go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7, 8, 9, 10. All right. Cool. Yeah, you got us there. All right. 5 is Reese Witherspoon.
5 is Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So this way, yeah? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Reese Witherspoon.
6, 7, 7.
That's class. 8.
Six, seven.
It's 7 after.
No, so I said 7.
8, 9, 10.
So, Darkest, you can pick one.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. We're going to make 9, Steven Gerrard.
Cool.
9 is Steven Gerrard.
All right,
all right, cool. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Reese Witherspoon.
6, 7.
7.
8.
Steven Gerrard.
10.
Oh, this is peak, you know.
All right, cool. Number 2. Na-na-na-na-na. I love this game.
Yeah, it's so sick.
1.
Na-na-na-na-na.
3.
4.
Reese Witherspoon.
6, 7.
Yeah, every time he does it, it's brilliant. 7.
8.
Steven Gerrard.
10.
All right, cool. All
right. 10 is... Oh, I want to make it do a sound, actually.
Ooh, That's horrible, bro.
Yeah, what number?
Okay. 10, yeah.
All right, cool. Okay. All right, we're going to sound like actual assholes. Yeah. All right, cool. All right, cool. All right.
So which way am I going?
So it's you then, Tyreek.
Okay, one.
Nee, 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 nee.
Three.
Four.
Reese Witherspoon.
Six, seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Steven Gerrard.
Imagine the hands. Return the hands.
All right, cool. All right, cool.
By the way, I'm lost now. I don't know what's going on.
No, I'm on a roast. I feel a bit.
Okay, three is
flipping out.
Wait, what's there again?
I work big kids, you know.
Huge kids. All right, cool. One.
Nah, 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 nah.
Four.
Reese Witherspoon.
Six, seven.
Eight.
Steven Gerrard.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, no, we need to finish all the numbers.
Yeah, we have to. We have to.
There's four, one, and eight. And seven. 4178. 1478.
It's me, yeah?
Yeah.
I caught four is.
Brap!
Right,
cool. Got you.
Cool.
One.
No, 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 no.
Three.
Brap!
Reese Witherspoon.
Six. Seven.
Yeah. Seven.
Eight.
Steven Gerrard.
Hey, oh.
I almost got myself at 6-7.
Yeah, go on.
All right, what numbers are remaining?
All right, which one was
two? No,
that was three.
Three.
That was three. Yeah, we
yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One is don't make a scene. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Don't make a scene.
Nah, nah, nah.
Four.
Reese Witherspoon.
Six, seven.
Seven.
Mm. Eight.
Steven Gerrard.
Ooh.
What have we got left? Eight, one.
No, no, one's already done.
Shit. What's one again?
Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene.
All right, cool. So it's literally four.
And eight.
Four and eight.
All right, eight is. Eight is.
Yeah, all right, cool. Cooked.
Yeah.
Eight is.
Cool.
All
right, cool. Don't make a scene.
Nah, 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 nah.
Four.
Reese Witherspoon.
Six, seven.
Seven. Just did it.
You just did it.
What was it again? I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. What was it again?
Duck, so
was
eight.
Oh, fucked.
Oh, that was a good game.
You all forgot as well, innit?
No, I didn't.
Okay, cool. So it's you two now.
Okay, cool.
So you might as well pick the last number.
I did. Ah, so it's him.
So four is?
Four is.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
No, you're
okay. No, we're done.
I don't think this is, you're not gonna
yeah,
get it.
Yeah, no, we're done. All right, cool. No,
we can do it.
All right, cool. Don't make a scene.
Nah, 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 nah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Six, seven.
Seven. Steven Gerrard.
Oh,
it's a sticky game, you know.
So seven's the last one, isn't it?
Seven's the last one.
All right, cool.
Six, seven. That might be the best one.
All right, cool.
I'm fuming.
All right, cool. Seven is.
You're gonna play so fast.
I feel like you're outside.
Yeah.
All your friends are outside, sir, and you're in your house, and you can see them playing. That's how I feel.
Dark.
I have horrible times.
All right, cool. Seven is. Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out!
Right, cool.
All right, cool.
Don't make a scene.
Nah, 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 nah. I'm done.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh, Tyreek's doing it, ladies and gentlemen. What a great game!
Right, what a fantastic!
What a great game! And you know what? See, when you do it with like Bear Man,
yeah.
What am I on? When you do a bear man
is crazy.
Fucking heck. Anyway, that was a great game. So Tyreek, one thing that I've been really proud to see is your consistency with the IRL streaming.
You've been doing your thing.
You've been smashing it, getting good guests as well. Talk to me about the process of why you started doing that and like are there any like positives that you found and you can see? Like, obviously, it's building, like you're getting quite a lot of traction on there. But then, what's the negatives, the timing that it takes? Because it is it's a long job to do, bro. You're doing that for time. So talk to me about that.
Why I started it, it's basically kind of linked to what I said before. Mm. Obviously, I thought, you know what, let me go and get it, put myself out there more. Do you know what I'm saying? I thought, and the way I was deep in it was like, everyone kind of watched me on TV every night at 9 p.m. Why not let me benefit of it and give them my own sort of show? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, be in their face all the time. That's why I kind of started it, to be fair. And at the same time, it was like, I thought, because initially I started streaming before, but I was just playing FIFA and stuff like that. And I didn't like... I wasn't like really into it, you know what I'm saying? So I gave it up after a month, you know what I'm saying? And then it's when I started seeing on TikTok and stuff, like the Americans, but how they were streaming, like the DDGs and stuff like that, what they was doing IRL. And I was like, bro, not a lot of people do that over here. Like, why can't I do that? And I feel like that my personality would suit that. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna try a thing. Started trying a thing.
Don't I get annoying though? Like, after a while, it's just like, bro, man, like someone's walking around filming you the whole time. It's like, don't you just want like a 5 minute break to yourself? Or do you get like a 5 minute break and then you just go back on your stream?
No, that's the thing about streaming, because it's like, it's we're in control, isn't it? So I can just mute it. Or if I wanted to have a conversation or come off the camera, I could walk off the camera and say, I'm one sec. My guy will film whatever's going on. Or do you know what I'm saying? Or I can take a break. Like, it's just, it's calm. It's calm to manage, really. But it is also, I think people underestimate how hard it actually is. Do you know what I'm saying? Because
I can imagine
you're outside all the time. You're active all the time, like, and it's draining, man. Sometimes I come off stream and I'm drained, bro. Like slumped to the point. I've never been slumped before, and I'm like, bro, it's just mentally draining. Like, you're talking constantly for 3, 4, 5 hours. Do you know what I'm saying? Trying to entertain the people that's on the chat, and then And then sometimes it's over here, obviously, the UK is obviously different to America, isn't it? So obviously in America, when they IRL stream, they can get a lot of guests, like a lot of people are on it, like it's more in, you know what I'm saying? Here, it's a bit more like, I've got to explain to people. Like, if I'm like to someone, I don't know, come and stream tomorrow, I've got to break it down what it is, what we're actually doing, you know what I'm saying? But really and truly, like, bro, just link me and just get a camera, bro. Like, you're not going to get in trouble, you know what I'm saying? I'm not someone that's going to get anyone cancelled. I ain't been cancelled myself. I'm not going to do nothing stupid. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but it's long to explain that fact to people, because people... It's fear of the unknown sort of thing. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, the culture is 100% different. I do believe that, like, whenever I've watched streams, it's always the American streams that I feel like I find more entertaining. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only because of their character, but I just think, as you said, it's something that they've done, probably perfected it now to a stage where we probably haven't.
They're just better people, bro. We live in a depressing city.
I would say that too. Yeah, I do believe that, like, but to be fair, when I started streaming, I was trying to follow a blueprint, at home, that the Americans do well, but it just doesn't work for us over here.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not gonna
I feel
work.
Like there's certain people that are just sick at, like Angry Ginge, like his streams are just perfect. Like, he's never changed. So he's been that way. So he's not copying anything.
Yeah, he's found his lane. Like,
he's lane so and it's, cool. and it's he's in his own lane, respectfully. But I feel like what you're doing is obviously trying something new and it's working as well.
Yeah, I'm trying to build my own.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
See, obviously Ginge is the best streamer in the UK, by far. But obviously he's got his lane with the desktops and stuff like that and that. But I thought, if I can make my lane IRL over here, then that, why not? Like, I saw a gap. I was like, but no one's lane at the minute over here. So let me
what would be your perfect stream, and who would be like your perfect guest if you could have three guests to like be on stream with? Like, and maybe you just getting to know them and asking the questions you always wanted to ask, or who would be yours?
No one's ever asked me that, you know.
But that's why it's old and bold, though.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, we try.
My perfect stream.
It don't even have to be in this country.
Yeah, it definitely ain't going to be.
I was hoping maybe he's going to say darkest.
You might come on stream, though.
100%.
Yeah, what? Is it, yeah?
My perfect stream would be probably me And then I'd do like a nice mix of mad people. Mm. So like I'd do like a old head that no one that everyone likes or knows, but no one's seen for ages. So someone like maybe 50 Cent. Oof. I think, for example, if I get 50 Cent on stream and then I'll mix it with like the Shea Frost, 50 Cent, and like Wet One.
The wettest one.
And then I'll just get Lato or something, and then we'll just all stream and see what happens, bro. No that, script. That and see me, no script. Yeah. No nothing. Just let's see what happens.
That stream there
would probably break the numbers of streams ever.
50 Cent, Lato, and Tyreek.
Because by the way, Deshae, he understands it.
Gets it, bro.
He gets it to another level.
My favorite streamer.
Yeah, he's become like one of the best streamers just because of how he's so smart.
No, he's honest. You know, I loved it. His honesty. Like, for example, there was one time he was saying, like, bro, he was saying like he was beating a ting once and she was screaming. He was just like, bro, she's lying to me because I know my ting is like 3 inches.
Yeah, well, come on. Like, you know what I mean?
I was like, why would you even say that on camera?
But he gets it. But you know what it is though? Because he's like...
But you see things like that, yeah? If I was to say the same thing over here in the UK, they'd be like... Man, he's talking like that. No. Bro, shut up.
Well, fuck, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro.
No, but you know, you got to remember though, you can't care. Like, not, I think when you're a streamer, personality, content creator, whatever, the minute you start to care, that's the day you've lost.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I go through phases of caring and not caring.
Do you know what? The other day, Tyreek said something to me, I don't mind if you don't mind me sharing this, but you were speaking about like faith, because I think he was asking me about prayers.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I don't miss a prayer, like 5 times a day. Like, and he was like, you felt a little bit like lost, but then you went to the church to go and pray, right? Mm. I feel like that's the way to like rejig yourself a bit.
Religion.
Religion, bro.
Yeah.
Like, remember that this thing is like, it's a, we're blessed to be in this position, yeah? But the blessing comes from prayer.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So like, I always say it, whenever I'm feeling down, so if I shout the man them, someone will tell me, bro, pattern the fuck up, man. Yeah. Or I'll go and pray. And then I'll remember why I'm doing this, innit? And I feel like you've got something, innit? Mm. Something that you don't even know what it is. You don't even know where you're going to be in the next 5 years, bro. So it's just about not, like, forget the people. And there's people out there that actually love you.
Yeah.
And that's what I found.
As much as, I agree with every word you just said. But you also got to digest the fact that everyone that's watching you, and whatever you, like, specifically, like, receive hate from, no one really cares. Genuinely, you may feel like the whole world cares in that specific moment, but bro, time after, bro, do you know, you've been hated on before, right?
Yeah.
Do you say, like, I get hated, I've been hated on before. Everyone's received some sort of hate before. But then if you literally keep on going, like, it will just become a distant memory at some point. Do you know what I'm saying to you? No one really
I also
cares.
Say, no one's waking up in the middle of the night and going, ah, Tyreek said this, fuck! Like, no one's doing that, bro. No one's
that.
Like,
I reckon there's like two people still.
Yeah, but
impacted two people enough.
Yeah. No. Do you know what I love though, It's funny, but it's not funny. I like those people that are consistent haters. Those are the people that I really love, man. You know, like, you check, you know, like if you haven't accepted their DM, and you're just scrolling 2019, you prick.
I've got one guy that always comes in my Twitch chat, no matter what, and just does hate. Yeah. Like, that's his thing. But I rate it. Like, he's part of the community.
No, he's part of it, bro.
I like him, he's calm. He's calm.
Like, there's people that's just consistent, and all you need to do to stop that is to message them back and be like, what do you want?
Mm.
And they're buzzing.
Their whole demeanor changes.
They're absolutely
buzzing.
Like, oh my
God, I'm sorry, I didn't mean any of that. I just wanted attention.
Yeah. You know what I mean? See me, I'm a serial replier, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, ignore it. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, I'm like, why are you doing this?
There's some comments, that I have to respond to.
Yeah.
There's some, like, and do you know what? Fair play to you lot, man. You got me.
They got what they wanted.
I remember some guy messaged me once, This is when I first started, like, going on flights, but it was like business, and I would snap it. I'm saying to man, this is a dream of mine to be able to fly on a flight and it's business. And then someone was like, you changed. So I'm messaging back. I was just like, it got me. I was like, what do you mean I've changed? This meeting, bro. Like, do you expect me to not want to level up, bro?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he goes, there's a difference between leveling up and showing it off. You've changed. I missed the old you when it was humble beginnings. Bro, me and him had a back and forth for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
By the way, I ain't even taken off yet.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and I'm pissed on my flight thinking about this geezer whole experience, bro.
Do you know what I clocked about people, People love you when you're on the journey, but they hate you when you get to your destination.
It's, you know what it is? They want you to be close.
Yeah, no, they love an underdog who's trying. Do you know what I mean? But they hate it when that underdog becomes successful.
That's bullshit though,
that's
man.
That's what it is, I feel like that's, I don't know if that's everyone or that's this country thing. But I feel like this country does it. a lot.
I think because
even
smaller.
The footballers, everyone.
I think because do you know what I always say though? That's why I love the NBA. Yeah, NBA is a sport that is predominantly black people,
yeah.
And it hasn't changed the way black people like to do things and celebrate. So if it's playing music, rap music, whilst it's you know they're whatever they're doing,
their warm ups,
or if there's a timeout, there's it's just. Culturally appropriate for the people
they're allowed
that
they're, to show their personality.
Bro, men are coming in Birkin bags, dollies on. Later. You can't do that because obviously over here there's a regiment that man's got to follow. So anything that's
over
like
here, bro, Rashford puts on one chain and they're like, bro, take off your chain. What's bro, but he's got to take off his chain.
Yeah, right. Like, do you get me? If he goes and buys an icy chain, he's a black guy and that's what black guys do, bro. When you get a bit of money, you buy your chain. It's the same thing as if a white guy goes and flipping buys a fucking zip up shirt. No one's gonna say nothing.
I said zip up shirt. We said quarter zip.
Quarter zip. That's it. Remember, I'm an unk now. You know, I don't know.
Hey, someone called me unk the other day. I'm a heady, bro.
How old are you now?
No, I lost my mind.
26.
Oh, you're not unk.
You're not unk,
bro. I'm unk.
To be fair.
Nah, but bro, it was humbling, bro. Because you didn't even do it on a boyant thing. Like it was a genuine like, yeah, actually unk, bro. But like,
why do men not like to be called be old?
No, it's not even like even bro. My Sunday basketball session, we did something different this time. Mm. We said all the unks on one team, and then the youngsters on one team, and then the middle kind of age people. I was on the unks team.
Fairs.
You know what I mean? So it was like 28-year-old, 29, 30. The oldest was like 31. So I'm just like, bro, 30 ain't even old. Nah. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm 28, by the way. So I was just like, there's no way man's an unk because I feel like I'm 12 still.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I just want to be young,
man. I'm real. When I turned 30, I felt the youngest I've ever been.
Is it?
Do you know why though? Because I finally had my life in order. In my 20s, I was a shocking mess. I didn't have it together whatsoever, man. Do you know what? That's what shout out to parents. You know your parents won't tell you you're a bum, you know? They'll say it in humble ways. They'll be like, my dad used to say to me, he said, there'll come a time where you realize what I was saying and it could be too late. That's him saying, you ain't got long left, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember taking that and going, fuck this. Like, do you get me? You know, I think we all have that moment where we're like, this can't run no more.
Yeah.
And that was my moment.
Now, my dad's on a G-checking thing still. Isn't that, bro? Fix up.
What's your heritage?
My dad's Jamaican and Trini. My mom's Somali and English.
I know, you know, I find that mad that he's Somali. Yeah. Like, Somali. That's my nigga. Like,
I want to think about Somali people. Once you clock someone's there, you're locked in.
Come on, man.
So what was that like, though, upbringing? Because that is a difference of like cultures and stuff.
Yeah, no. My,
having banana and rice and smoking a spliff after.
I'm done with you, bro.
That's good.
But I was mad. Obviously, even though my mom's half Somali, she was raised by her mom alone, kind of. English, do you know what I'm saying? So my mom's very like British, do you know what I'm saying? But in my house, the main culture, because my mom and dad are still together. So I had my mom and dad, I was fortunate to have my mom and dad in the house growing up, innit?
Yeah.
So the main culture was Caribbean, really. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and obviously I go to my nan's house all the time. And then, it's like Jamaican then. So it was Caribbean was the main influence growing up.
Yeah.
So, but as I've got older, it's only as I got older, I started to link like my Somali cousins and like see my granddad more, my mom's dad and like my uncles and aunts and
that's
you know what I'm saying? So it's only as I got a bit, obviously not from recent, like I've known them for years now, but like until I got to like 8, 9, I started spending time with them, you know what I'm saying? And most of them live in Cardiff. So sometimes I go to Cardiff and go link all the Somali family.
Horror accent.
I think I picked good money.
Welsh Somali accent. No, please let me hear that one, man. I need to hear that one.
I think it's bad noise.
Yeah.
And they got their own language in that.
Wales, isn't it?
Welsh, yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's so confusing. I remember Bambino Vecchi, I made her say a word for me, and I genuinely had to clean my ears after. It's horrible. It's so bad.
So what do you think is the best accent in the UK?
Scouse.
By miles.
But I say this all the time. I think it's best.
I think it's the best accent in the world.
I think it's up there. Bro, I like the odd, like for me, even American accent,
I think
UK,
I think London, I think us lot, bro.
Nah, Scouse is better.
No,
you fucking crazy.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah, it's mad, bro.
It's just so... What do you mean? Like, it's like, it's unreal. And do you know what it is? Whenever I'm watching a show and there's a Scouser in there, I believe you.
Yeah, facts. I believe
you're on what you're saying you're on.
Yeah. What do you think the best accent in the world is?
That's Scouser for me.
Scouser?
No, Scouser is top three for me, 100%.
I'll say Indian for me.
Yeah, Indian. No, Indian makes me laugh.
Hey, bro, would you ever do Love Island India?
Nah.
I think that would be hilarious, bro.
They've got the best memes ever.
Love Island India. Would you not watch every episode if it was Love Island India? The best. Imagine him and another guy.
I would see
Tariq. I'm trying to build a connection. You keep interfering in the situation.
No, that would be elite. I think my favorite American accent is like Texas or Tennessee.
Am I Texas Southern?
Yeah,
Danny Aaron's gonna go on.
You see that? Yeah, good one. Yeah. The hillbillies.
Yeah, cold.
Fucking crackers. I'll kill your ass if you'll come around here. Like,
you know, I'd find that funny, innit? Like, if I went to Texas and like they were racist towards me, I'm not going to get angry because I knew I was getting into going there in the first place. But then if interacting with these people, I think I'll just find it jokes.
Yeah, because
they're funny, innit? It's not funny.
It's not funny.
But it's like, it's just laughable.
No, but I think racist banter with your friends. You know what I mean? Racist banter with your friends, I think it's elite.
Oh, yeah, it's class.
It's flipping class.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a friend, I remember once, yeah? He must have said to me, was watching the news, yeah? And then he paused it because it was someone had been robbed. And he goes, £50 bet he's black. Like that stuff there for me, it's class. It's so class because it's like, bro, it's a stereotype, but we're just fucking having a joke, having a laugh about it. Yeah. But I would only do that with my actual Bridgens. Yeah. I love racist banter, man. It's the greatest thing ever. So obviously another thing I've been seeing you do a lot of is Baller League.
Yeah.
You've come in there and
what?
And no, brother, no, today
come,
I've had a bad
come,
day.
You've come
I've
in
had a bad day.
You've come in
you know what it is? We all have a bad day. We have a bad day. It's a bad day. But you've made a scene. You say don't make a scene, but you've made a scene. Obviously, Idris Elba, legend, icon. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Forbes as well. What was that process like? Because I saw you did the ad as well.
Yeah.
You get me? Horror ad, but it's fine.
Is it bad?
Ah, brother, acting was terrible.
Why? Though?
Yeah, well, like, we'll go another game. We'll do another one anyway.
Don't say that, bro. I want to go into acting eventually, man.
Swear.
Nah.
He was trying to act, isn't it? But yeah, how did that process happen?
How did it happen?
By the way, he is like Baller League super fan.
I love Baller League.
I love
Baller League.
Basically, how it happened was, obviously,
it's 2 seconds. It's just 2 seconds. Don't you even remember how it happened? He said, that is fucking class.
You know, it was about four things, like bare stuff. I was in Fiji when it was happening. Like, it was all mad.
You're doing that thing.
I'm doing that thing.
You could have said I was on holiday. Yeah, you could have said, I'm in Fiji.
Why do you have to be specific about it?
Fiji's
a good place, isn't
it? Yeah, was the water good?
Oh, crazy, bro.
You been Maldives?
Nah. Maldives cold.
Maldives banging.
Is it? Yeah.
I swear, you don't feel like a part of society, bro. Mm. I was there for a week. Yeah.
Have you not been Zanzibar?
No.
Shit. You've been Zanzibar?
Yeah.
Unreal, innit?
Yeah. Zanzibar's class.
Class. But go on, yeah. So, Forbesy.
I did a couple, like a year ago or something, Dean Forbes must have shouted me to host like one of his galas.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, like I had got the opportunity and I was like, yeah, I mean, just literally became cool from that.
Mm.
And then it came up that obviously Idris and Dean Forbes are going to have their own Baller League team. And then someone from Dean Forbes' team called Amari, who I've known for years, who works for Dean, was basically like, oh, like, Dean, like, I was just, the Dean's team, and we spoke to Idris' team, and like, we want to use you as like the team streamer. Like, would you be interested? And I was like, yeah, 100%. Like, sign me up. Like, you know what time it is? Then, that was that. And then we just sorted out a couple of things. And then I came back and then Idris and Dean both couldn't make it 1 week, innit?
Mm.
So then me and my team got a phone call and was like, oh, like, do you want to take the team? Do you want to manage the team tomorrow? But obviously at this point, we ain't won a game, innit?
Mm.
So I'm like, yeah, like, cool. Like, what's there to, I got nothing to lose. I'll take the team easy, innit? Yeah. So I called Specs. I was like, Specs, I need you tomorrow, bro. Let's do this together, my broski. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, co-manage it. And then, I brought Specs in and then, he took all the lamlet.
Yeah, no.
And then we got our first win. But
he took everything.
Yeah, everything.
He robbed
it. It's your own friends, bro.
Yeah, no. It will be your own brothers.
It's mad, bro.
It will be your own brothers.
I think he was on the pitch more than the ref.
Yeah, he was doing that thing.
No, he didn't take one touch whatsoever.
Yeah, no.
He was just
everything on the volley.
Everything on the volley.
But then, yeah, we ended up winning, got our first win.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I think that's five today, isn't it?
Yeah,
bro, that's crazy.
Yeah, he didn't take one touch.
Is that bad, though?
He didn't take one. No, why, it's like, why are you complaining about a man not taking one touch?
Yeah. Fine, yeah, you're on a bad run.
No, brother, I can't be real. We live in a shit world right now.
Yeah,
we can't talk anymore.
Yeah,
bro.
It's crazy.
We generally can't say a word. I just no more wise for the rest of the episode. Everyone just be free.
Nah, always more.
No, okay, it's always. You got to be on point. You got to be on
then,
point.
Yeah, and then I've just been on the sidelines ever since.
Yeah.
Because we got our first
So you're there today as well, yeah?
Yeah, I'm there today. Yeah, we're playing M7.
We're playing. Okay. Yeah. I love Ruckus.
Mm.
I think they're great.
They got some sick players as well, bro.
You're getting cooked today.
You think so?
M7
are good, though.
There's something.
I don't think we're going to get cooked.
You reckon?
I don't think so.
What's going to be different today then?
More energy, man. More energy today. I thought about, see, Ballers League, yeah? Like, the teams with the most energy and communication win, bro. Mm. Like, it's not about, because relatively everyone's the same ability. Do you get what I'm saying?
Everyone
it's
can
like,
play ball.
It's about, yeah. Like, it's the teams that ain't shook. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the problem with Rockets at the start was, like,
they're shook.
They're shook. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the one, yeah. Obviously, when I came, I was like, bro, why are you man shook, bro? Like, shout, run. Like, just play, have fun. You
obviously, you being an ex-pro as well.
Yeah, come on, man.
You already know.
Do you reckon you can hype Bully? You reckon you can play in that?
Me?
Yeah. Would you want, like,
not right now. Not Tyreek right now.
I promise you I can.
Not Tyreek right now.
Tyreek right now could play Bully League tonight.
Toby?
I'm back too.
What team's Toby at now?
Ruckus.
Ruckus. Oh, okay, that's
why Toby left hashtag the other day.
Really?
Sad, end of an era.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, shout out Dada as well, man. That's my favorite player for your team.
Yeah, Dada's warm, man.
He's
cold.
He's warm.
Dada's cold.
Do you reckon you can play Bully League?
No, if it was a basketball version, I'm in there.
Have you got a basketball, yeah?
Yeah.
He's cold.
Are you kibble?
Yeah, but I'm not on that level.
A Bully League can't play.
No. You know,
he's fast and he's hardworking.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Black man.
I'm a centre back.
He's fast.
Are you fast?
Yeah, I'm
you centre back?
Rapid.
Yeah, but I used to play in midfield. Bro, I didn't play consistent football for 7 years.
Mm.
So, you know, if you're a football player, you know anyway, more than anyone, bro, it's a week in, week out thing.
You can't
leave it for 3 years and just be like, yeah, I'm gonna be, nah, impossible.
No, but I think, I've left it for 3 years. I think I could play ball anymore.
But how long, you've been playing football from for when you knew? Yeah. Me, my thing was just, I loved football, but mine was in the ends and doing other things and then back
just
and
never
forth.
Played, never, why didn't you play it?
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you, Charlton, so Charlton's was my local. I went there in the academy in Millwall as well. And then I just fell out of love with competing at that level because it's like a bro, it becomes your life,
yeah.
And I wanted to
comfort as well,
yeah, bro. It's mad, and I already knew I wasn't a favorite because a lot of the people you're bridging with the it's just
yeah, when
just,
you know you're not a favorite,
bro. Yeah. I'm black, everyone's either mixed race or white,
yeah.
And it's not the black mixed race, it's the white mixed race. So it's like
you think it was a color thing,
yeah, that too. But there was some ballers though, bro. Like some of the players that have made it right now, like from my ends, like Mustafa Carriol. Dan Johnson, he played for your team.
Dan Johnson.
He had the Dread.
He played for Rutgers.
No, he's from Peckham. So he.
Yeah, I know he's from South.
Yeah, yeah. So that's
he's a baller
saying.
Though.
Baller.
He played for Preston, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah. And he played for Villa as well. He was at Villa.
What's his nickname? Peanut.
Who
is that? Dan Johnson. I think they call him Peanut.
No, I've just called him Dread for years because he's always had dreads. Yeah. But like those are the type of players that when
is
I grew up.
Peanut?
Yeah, there's a equal Peanut. That's one. I don't know if it's him.
No, it's not. No, Dread's different still. Yeah, but yeah, like Don Vos, these man from the ends, that was the level. Yeah, that was the level. Mm-hmm. And I was nowhere near that level at all, in the slightest. So I just knew I was never going to become a football player, but I loved it. And I love playing football to this day. But another thing I wanted to ask you about, Step Brothers.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about.
Step Brothers. Mm. When I first saw that announced, I said, this is perfect.
Yeah.
You got one of the most funniest people in the world with Specs. You've got PK, who's just a live wire.
He's a wild card.
You know, like every week on Baller League, that's PK.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause you don't know what you're going to get with him.
Yeah.
And then of course yourself as well, yeah? So when that was announced.
No compliment. Just
bro, we gave you an intro. You're on the pod. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How about this? Specs and PK haven't had their own episode. You're the only one.
You know what's mad? You know, when I was away, I literally just finished. That's why I couldn't come, but I was, why?
Yes! We got him. Why? Just finished.
I couldn't come in.
You couldn't come. Well, I don't need to know that, Roski.
You're getting edged all day.
Because you,
hey, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, first.
That was too specific.
That was crazy
work.
But then when that man called me, and they was here, and like, you know, we were together.
Being careful, you know.
when that man called me and they was here,
yeah.
And I was on the phone and I was hating still. So I said,
we called you.
I touched my phone to Zad. So fuck Darkies, fuck Harry, fuck, fuck Specs, fuck PK. I'm doing my own thing. I'm gonna do my own one.
I'm doing my own thing.
I'm angry, bro. But what's going on with Step Brothers? You know what happened? Obviously, we announced it.
Mm.
And sounds good and like, yeah, like it was good and we had ideas. But you see, when there's three people, first of all, it's difficult because there's three different ideas. But you see, when the three people are me, PK, and Specs.
Yeah, it's a mess.
Bro, it's a mess. Like, we're sitting down and deliberating the same thing. Like, we're going around.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bro, I'm in Spex's living room for two whole days, bro. Having the same conversation that we used to have. Bro, it's not making no sense. Like, we're trying to have a conversation, then Spex getting up DJing. Like, bro, we did. Bro,
I'm fucking done.
Bro.
Do you know what that would do to me?
Bro,
I'll
you see me, I'm a man that, you see me, like, as much as my lads have fun and rent to take.
Oh, wait, sorry.
I expect the goat.
Sorry.
Specs ain't real, bro. And this is the thing about Specs. It's not like we're saying, hey, Specs, let's all go to the living room. Da, da, da. Specs is making the bird call. So Specs is saying, when he wakes up, yo, Ty, PK, what's going on with Spec Brothers, man? Come leave him at my house, 1 p.m. I expect allow it, man. We done this last week, bro.
Yeah.
Nah. Trust me, today's different. You go there. Bro's got one sock on. Like, bro, what are you doing, Specs, bro? Like, bro.
He's the goat.
He's doing that thing. PK's getting overstimulated. I already get overstimulated. Now me and PK are just arguing about some dumb shit that happened 5 years ago. Yeah. Like, it's just a mess, bro. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? But it's coming. We're coming back. Still.
No, I saw.
We're coming back
in the
new year. And we're finally had the conversation that we should have had ages ago. But at the same time, the man them have been busy as well. Specs doing the Sky Sports thing. I've been going on TV, whatever. PK's been doing his thing, Baller League, and playing football and all that. Mm. So it's like, it's hard to find time, bro.
No, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think that whole Step Brothers, it makes so much sense. And I would
really grit down on that, man. Because that's
great,
more than just a hobby. That could fly. That could blow into
that. And I think with Specs, I think for the last 2 years has had a crazy run, like, and inshallah it continues, and for all of you guys as well. But like Specs, I'm super happy for him, just because I look at him as like, when I first started doing content, I was just like, I can't wait to, like,
take your time.
Yeah,
you can't wait to what?
I can't wait to do YouTube videos that are funny and humorous. With Specs Gonzalez.
Okay, cool.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, just, it's not going to be a while, but what are you going to say?
I was going to say, I can't wait to film with him.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'll be real. You know, you and Specs, OF, might be one of the worst people.
Well, stop for a lot.
Specs said he's better looking than you, you know?
Specs?
Yeah. He said he said in the industry in the UK, you, Max Kadar, and Specs on the bottom three.
Wait, he put himself in there.
He put himself in there. Yeah, but he said that he's above you and Max Kadar.
No, he's not. Bro, Specs' teeth are free will.
They have free will.
I disagree with him. I think you're better looking than Specs.
I'm a good bit. You know what I mean?
But where's your hoodoo is up, though?
It's not. I'm.
Oh, my Jesus.
Don't say, oh, my Jesus, like you ain't seen me bald before.
It's been a while though, bro.
Yeah. It was the other day.
Nah, he had his hood up the whole shoot.
What shoot?
FA.
The FA thing.
On my life, bro, I was skin up.
No, he wasn't. You were skin out.
Yeah,
oh my
sorry,
God.
Sorry, that might be.
That's the worst one today.
That's the worst.
I was skin out.
So just hood on the mains. I don't remember being there.
Hood on the mains.
Crazy work from you.
No, I'm so sorry.
No, bro, I swear down. He had his hood up the whole thing because I was actually waiting to see him.
No, but then.
Why?
Do you not watch the pod?
Oh,
that's the worst one.
That you two are going
can we? You've had some stinkers in it.
Can you remember any of them?
No,
exactly.
No.
You can't remember them.
You do them so often. That's weird.
They're subtle ones.
No, but you've watched the pod before, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
in person is different, broski. Like, you know, like actually slap.
So you actually like.
That's a conference, bro.
Yeah.
Right, do you know what? I'll say this though. When we went Umrah and I shaved my head off, yeah, I remember Chunks and Sharky going, "Yeah, you can't be bald." Because I've got excess skin, so it's not. It won't be like a clean bald head.
So it's baggy.
It's 2002 baggy. You know, Iverson jersey baggy. Yeah. It's not, but you two have got good.
No, you know, I can pull off. good head. That's not fair. You can't stop yourself.
No, but sometimes you know what I'm saying. I just gave myself the yellow already.
Yeah,
I ain't been sent off yet. Though.
I wonder how I look like bald.
Nah, I think because you got like a peanut. Yeah, it would work. You see your head.
No, you can't be bald.
Yeah,
because you got broad shoulders. You'd be like a dog.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, can I be honest with you? I just want to say one thing about you, bro. Yeah. Your shoulders piss me off.
Yeah, my shoulders piss me off too.
Yeah, like what can we do about this situation?
Nothing, bro. It's done. I went to try go chiropractor. It's done, done, done.
Chiropractor. He just looks like he constantly doesn't know. he constantly just don't know. Like, it's like, fuck it, I don't know.
The posture's called indecisive.
Yeah. Yeah, my posture's meaty still.
But you know, have you realised though, yeah? Like, Jim.
Actually, I want to take it back. When I took off my hood, you said, oh my Jesus. I don't think, don't get me wrong, I've got a big head. It is what it is.
Mm.
I've embraced it. But I feel like it's in proportion with man's body.
Yeah, because you got a BBL thing going on as well.
What so BBL thing?
You got BBLs.
How'd I get a BBL?
Donkey's got a BBL. I like H.
All right, look.
When did you go get that BBL?
What BBL where?
Because why? You weren't thick like this a couple months ago.
Nah. Get him set. No. Aye. You need a red card, brother. You know what?
But bro, Doc has been doing squats, bro.
No, but you weren't thick like this.
You weren't thick.
He thinks you're a wet one. He's getting confused. He thinks you're a wet one.
No,
but do you know what I've got though, yeah? You see what I think is the best thing? None of us are perfect.
Nah.
Yeah, everyone's got their flaws.
None of us are perfect though. Yeah. Even though
Specs saying we're bottom three is
No, but you know
Specs lost his mind, man.
Specs knows he's a shit show.
No.
But he owns it though.
You know
what I don't like about Specs? He cusses me more when I'm not with him.
He'll
violate me on someone else's channel.
Yeah.
I'm at home, I just woke up.
When I saw him on the Sidemen roast thing, this is tough.
No,
do you know what? I'm going to say it.
Just say it, bro.
You know when they got the water in their mouth and they got to spit it out?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad. When he mentioned your name, everyone started laughing.
Yeah, no, I was like, why did you say my name? Like, bro,
do you know what I'm though?
I don't like why I'm afraid. I shouldn't be a reference for him.
He always says your name still because he's competing. Like, he actually thinks you managed the relegation zone together.
Yeah. Would you say though, yeah? Specs is the funniest person you know.
He's one of the funniest people.
Yeah, I think Specs is like.
I think PK is funnier than Specs. But that's just me.
Do you know it is PK, yeah? There was a shoot we did. I think you was there as well.
Yeah.
Channel 4. The intern. Did you do the intern?
Yeah. I did the intern first.
That might have been PK's best work I've ever seen him do.
Madness.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, when PK's on top form, he's on top.
But in the beginning, he was horror.
Yeah.
I think we all were in the beginning. When you start doing content, you're horror.
Yeah.
I think he's fucking incredible. He's great still. Mm. But Specs for me, I think it's because of how stupid it is.
Yeah.
It never makes sense.
No, never.
But ever.
You know, can I be honest with you? He's helped me. This is going to sound nuts, but I don't know how to say it.
He's helped you.
No. I'm going to say, let me finish my sentence. He's helped me have thicker skin. That's what that means.
Why?
How is that?
He's helped me have thicker skin. Why is he making your skin thick?
No, he did, because I'll be honest with you. You know, the first time I ever seen this guy, like when I used to go on my phone, I used to go through TikTok and he'll record a video and then cuss me.
Hmm.
And the first time I saw it, it annoyed me.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? But I'm not even in the room. I'm not even there to defend myself, you get me? And then after all, I got used to the fact that this is just him.
Yeah, that's
his thing. It's his personality, you get me? Because when a guy sees me in real life, he loves me.
He loves you, innit?
Yeah.
But no one's cussing people that they don't like.
Yeah. You do it because you know that's my dog.
Yeah. And I clock, he's the guy, if he cusses you, he likes you.
That's
what I had to digest.
Oh. What are you on today, bro, man?
Just let me talk, though, bro. All right,
cool. We don't do New Year's resolutions. We don't believe in that, innit, yeah? Mm. But if there was going to be something in the new year that you want to do consistently, or you want to put it out into the universe and let it happen, what would it be?
I set myself 3 goals for next year, you know?
Mm.
One's to learn how to cut my own hair. I spend too much money on trims, and I want to get 360 waves. I just need to learn how to shape up.
Yeah.
2, learn a new language.
Sick.
And 3... spend more time in America and try to bridge the gap with streaming for the UK.
I think that's 3 things that you can definitely do. Yeah. What would be the language you'd want to learn?
Spanish.
Of course, you fucking whore. Man just wants to chat to the Spanish Johns.
Yeah. I hate French.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the language.
Yeah, they're racist in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spanish, though.
I want to learn Arabic this next year.
Arabic's cold.
Yeah. Do you know any of it?
Apart from like anything to do with prayers. Mm. Like I know obviously like how to pray. Khalas.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Astaghfirullah.
The first one I know how to do. So I know how to cut my own hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
Oh yeah, that must be so difficult.
No, definitely, because it's like, bro. It's
so just, why is there still patches then?
No, because bro, it's just like, it's been 2 days, isn't it? My hair grows fast.
Mm.
Genuinely. I have to shave like 2-3 times.
Would you go to Turkey?
Never.
Nah, the maddest thing is, Darkest had full hair. Like,
I had a full head of hair.
Good hairline as well.
No, so bro, me being bald. No. Me being bald. I've got the Uncle Phil going on. So it's like, I got the side hair, the back grows. It's just this corner's gone. This corner's gone. And then the root is done. So I just thought, you know me, I'm not the man that will lie and push my hairline behind my ears just to make it look like man has hair. I just shaved it all bald and I live like that. And now I'm one of the longest bald dudes in the UK. That's what I'd like to believe. Fuck Spicks.
Don't ever do that again. Bro, if I
do you think bald, I'm a good looking brother, bro?
No.
Hey, I think he thinks I'm clapped.
I don't think
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Clap.
Okay, but I'm not your cup of tea.
Yeah, you're not my type.
Yeah.
This conversation, this podcast, because I thought the Krypton Conan episode not was sponsored by Y. This one is definitely sponsored by Y. 100%. All right, cool. So one thing I must say though, yeah?
Go on.
We are all three personalities in the building right now, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Today I'm with Tyreek
Hyde.
Tyreek said he was coming last week, but Tyreek lied.
Cooking eggs in the kitchen, Tyreek fried.
Tyreek's very emotional. Tyreek cried.
But cat. Tyreek tried.
How cold. I always wanted to see if I did this in person.
As soon as you watch it, do you think we write?
Yeah. I thought never.
Wallahi, we've never written.
Never.
That's cold.
Do you know what it is? Man's just battle rap fans and love rap, yeah? But I think it started off us taking a piss, yeah? Because I think they're just mad energetic. Mm. Like sometimes it's not even what man's saying, you know.
Delivery.
It's the delivery, yeah. Bro. What's the guy with the what? Those are shell case. No, I'm like that.
No, but what's the guy with the? Yeah,
I might just end it. I might as well just end it.
What are you gonna say?
Those are shell cases.
Oh, Tay Rock. Yeah.
I remember watching that, yeah, and going, "This is an art."
Yeah, battle rap.
It's an actual art, bro.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think if anything, man just pays homage.
Yeah.
Would you ever like, obviously you rap properly though, but like, would you ever like do a battle rap with anyone?
Yeah.
We should set up.
I battle rap Darkest. I heard Darkest is the truth. No,
generally, I made the mistake once, yeah.
We said myth.
Brother, I made the mistake, yeah. Mm. This is, you know, when you're eager for content and you're like, you get that call.
Yeah.
Back then it was the Chunks call.
Yeah.
You get the Chunks call, you take it.
Mm.
And he's like to me, bro, let's do the battle rap, you against Darkest. I didn't write nothing.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I went there and just started freestyling. And as the battle was happening, I wanted the SD card to break.
You said myth.
I wanted the whole light to just shut off.
Yeah.
Cameras. I wanted someone to rob the house.
Just getting cooked.
I was, bro, to this day.
Like you wanted a house fire with no casualties.
Brother, no one to die?
Yeah.
Just everything gone.
Now I heard you're the coldest battle
rap. Bro, forget about it.
I'm very good.
If he's actually writing, it's a myth.
Is it?
Yeah. If you give me time to write, it's long.
Yeah, he's a joke.
Saying pen game's crazy.
No, bro, it's ridiculous, bro.
No, it'll be a joke. All right, cool. Well, listen, this has been a great app. Actually, one of my fun apps that I've done before. Still,
actually, one of your fun apps.
Actually, one of your fun apps.
No, that's not a bad image.
I'm traumatized, bro. I can't speak anymore. I don't even know if I can tell my son I love him anymore. I might just see you looking.
Yeah, that's not wise though. You can't say your son you love him.
Yeah, you got no, like, wait, you can't give him eye contact.
You just got right and give him.
Yeah, yeah. You two ain't got kids, so shh. Yeah. Yeah, when you have, has your dad ever told you, son, I love you?
Like 3 times he's left.
Yeah. Mm. My dad said it recently.
My dad said it recently as well. I was shocked.
Yeah. But it's a. See?
My dad used to tell me all the time, but I don't have any brothers or sisters, innit? So that's who else is going to say it to? Yeah, I'm an only child.
Yeah. How many siblings do you have?
Who else is going to say it to?
How many siblings do you
have? I got a brother and sister.
Okay.
I'm the oldest.
So your brother Merx, yeah? He sounds just like him.
No, you're the same person.
You're mad, isn't it?
Bro, it's mental. He's
we sound like my dad. So we all sound the same.
Really?
Yeah, it's mad.
Have you met his dad?
You don't sound like your pops too much. I've met his dad. We met on the shoot once.
Oh, is it for...
Oh, yeah, you did.
Okay,
but you know, my dad was doing that PR thing hard that day. First time on YouTube.
You know, so jokes about his dad. Obviously, like, I'm trying to respect everyone's family members, isn't it? And I was like, what's up, dad? Can I call you dad, by the way? He's like, nah.
But that's on that, bro. He's on a stiff one.
Just call him by my name.
Your dad's on a what?
He's on a... Oh, my.
What did you say?
Your dad's on a stiff one. Wait. I don't know what's going on in the Hyde household, but yeah, take it easy, man.
Hey, George.
So what? Is your dad like one of them militant ones?
Nah, as growing up, he was on a mad militant one, but then I've realised he had to be like that. Still,
yeah.
Me and my brother were just...
No, if your pops ain't on, if you don't fare your pops,
yeah,
you're cooked. Like, bro, man, I used to be shook of my dad.
Yeah, same.
But you know, my dad used to do the emotional guilt one, though, when he used to go... You're my only son.
No, that's dark.
That one there got
me. That's dark.
What do you mean?
No, but can I be honest with you? You know when you deep it? That's not my fault, bro.
Yeah. No. You should have been more active.
Like, how are you trying to blame me for being your only son?
No, but when he used to say, you know, you're my only son, you're all I have left. I said, brother, you're moving like I'm £10 in your wallet. Come on, brother. Don't do that to me, bro. That used to get to me.
My dad was on a direct one. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're an idiot. Get out of my face. Shut up. Like, he was on a direct one. Not allowed to go tripping to me.
Yeah, no. But he only started guilt tripping me when he stopped, like the physical thing stopped, like when he started thinking he could beat me. Yeah. Bro, when it stopped, yeah, and he knew I'm not on that no more.
Aye, how old was you, man, when you stopped getting beat?
I think when I was in year 7, year 8.
I remember my last time I got beat, you know, I was in year 10.
Yeah.
But my mum.
Mum's
are worse than my dad.
Oh. Dads have an age limit where they stop hitting.
Yeah.
Mums don't.
Yeah.
Mums could be 40, bro.
But what's the worst thing your mum's done? Because my mum threw a bin at me, yeah? Yeah. And obviously all the items of the bin came out. Yeah, you know what I said?
Right.
This got her. Mm. My dad had to hold it back. This is me, haha, you got to clean it now.
Oh, yeah, that's cheeky. Yeah.
My dad held her back.
My mum threw my own Jordan 4 at my face.
Not the breads.
I swear to God, no, it was the black cats. My mum threw a black cat. I haven't worn them since that day. I said, she got, bro, and you know, I don't know why. Her aim, I know her aim ain't good, but whenever she's throwing something at me, she's a snooker player.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so she'll just always get where she's aiming for.
My mum done me with an Xbox 360.
That's not bad. That's my mum.
Because it's mum's. Never going there.
It's mum. There's no wise mum.
No,
just say it. Say it, bro.
That's technical, though.
No. See after the game.
Yeah, my mum done with an Xbox 360 controller.
What?
Pain. Heavy. Just here, bro.
Why is it always the side that they get?
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? Because you're, even where you're running away.
Yeah.
Conk.
Yeah. Someone said my head looked like an analog one day.
Let me see.
So like from the side, what do you think?
It looks like a PS5 joystick.
No, I'll take that. Not Xbox One though. Xbox One are more
Xbox
like...
Xbox One, nah.
Yeah, that's too much.
What do you reckon is the best pad? Xbox or PS?
PS for me. I got too used to the PS, that's what it is.
I say Xbox, you know.
What? Of all time?
Like, what's... Like, you see
Xbox,
back... You see
what, Xbox One now?
Nah, old 360.
Remember? Xbox 360 was the best pad.
Yeah. Bro, for FIFA, that was unreal. Yeah, that was, you didn't... Bro, was that... You
know, like the button, yeah.
Xbox
like,
360 was the best console. In my opinion.
Do you know what? I had that for a minute before I went back to PlayStation, PS3. No, I had PS4, I didn't have PS3.
Yeah.
I had Xbox 360.
That's what I'm saying. If you had PS3, it's clumsy.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a PS6?
Probably, but they ain't going to stop, bro.
They're going to be more PlayStation.
They should just stop, though, man.
What, with a P5?
Just
update it.
Just discontinue it and just keep updating it.
No, yeah. PS6 will be great. If they change the interface.
But what are they going to do to PS6?
I don't know. It's probably like you got to put on a jacket to play. Mm. Yes. Like, what's the next idea, bro?
Like, no, 100.
They need to bring back the PSP.
That was elite, great, man.
Elite. Oh my God, PSP.
What was my favorite game on there? Need for Speed Underground 2.
Need for Speed Underground, bad boy game.
What a game, man. Yeah. Do you think, yeah, that games have got shitter because there's more graphics now? Because I think back then, if you look at the graphics, they were dead. Mm. But the games were sick.
Yeah, games were way better back then.
But there's bare of them as well. Yeah. Cheaper as well. 20 quid. Yeah. Or even CX, bro. My guy in there, after a few months, after the game, couldn't afford it.
I remember FIFA 09, bro. Like, CR7 had no eyebrows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember going into, see FIFA 09? You know, the little arena? Mm. Ronaldinho. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just do bare skills.
Bare skills and just whipping them.
Kick-ups.
Yeah. FIFA Street.
Of course I did, bro.
Yeah, FIFA Street
was dumb.
Fucking cool.
When they incorporated it into FIFA, I was like, you lot lost me, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But you know what's good, though? This is the end of the episode. So, I've been Harry Pinero.
I've been Darkest.
And of course, we've been joined by our legend, one of the GOATs right now.
About you know, you got to end with a motivational quote. What, like, just going into the new year.
Yeah, going into the new year.
What do you want everyone to know about you?
And
what do you want to tell the world?
That's your boy Tyreek Hyde. Thank you for tuning into Old and Bold. My quote for next year is, sometimes you got to think about it in ways you don't want to think about it.
You got to come up with one as well.
Life is a journey with no endpoint. Where you start isn't where you finish. And I'm not talking about someone from Finland.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.